From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning. Hi, Andrew, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Mike.
Good. Capital raising. Talk me through. A lot of interest, people lining up.
Yeah, they are, and the capital raising still keep coming in the wake of the coronavirus disruption. So if you remember, in New Zealand, we've seen Auckland Airport, Kathmandu, Z Energy, Comvita, they've all come to the market, plenty across the Tasman as well. The latest to tap the public market yesterday was the infrastructure investor and NZX-listed Infratil Limited. So they announced a $300 million equity capital raise yesterday, so that's selling shares and raising money, and they broke that down into a $250 million what we call an institutional placement, so that's the big top of the town investors. That was done yesterday through the course of the morning, yesterday morning. I haven't seen the results yet, but all indications, all the chatter was that it was strongly supported. We should get those results, or we should see those results this morning. They were also, so they were selling 52.5 million shares there at $4.76. Now, the previous trade on the NZX was $5.17. So a little bit of a discount to market, which will potentially be attractive for those institutional investors. And on top of that, a $50 million share purchase plan that's aimed at the sort of rank and file shareholders. Now, the thing is, Mike, sometimes the alarm bells go off when you get a capital raising, people saying, look, why are they raising the money? What's going on? That's not the case here. After this, Infratil will have a war chest of over $5 million, and they get more. They've got more cash coming in as well from a capital return from an investment they have in renewables developer Tilt Renewables. The chief executive, there was a conference call yesterday, said the money raised will give Infratil confidence to get going on developments associated with existing investments. They have a suite. They have a range of different infrastructure investments where they can see that adding value. And I guess the market speculation was, well, are there any new opportunities out there? The capital raising to me looks opportunistic. But a bit of a wild ride for the old Infratil shareholders lately, Mike. I mean, pre-COVID, these shares were at $5.59. Sort of in the midst of the turmoil, they hit a low, admittedly very briefly, of $3.16. So that's a crazy 43% fall. And that's required a 60% rebound to get back to $5.17. But it looks like that will they'll raise that money reasonably easily and be well placed at the end of it.
What about the ANZ? They found some confidence?
Yeah, well, yes and no, Mike. I mean, this is a preliminary read on the ANZ Business Outlook for the June 2020 survey. So headline business confidence, yes, it lifted 9 points to minus 33. So it's movement in the right direction. The own activity indicator, that's got more correlation with growth. That lifted 10 points, so similar rise to the headline. A net 29% of firms expecting lower activity, though, Mike, over the next 12 months. So it confirms that things are getting better, but these are still very negative numbers. And the issue, Mike, here is looking at some of the detail just underneath those headline numbers really does suggest challenging times ahead. I mean, 22% of firms expect to reduce investment, 51% of firms expect lower profits. And looking at employment intentions, this is the one that I think that's hurt, that will hurt. A net 37% of companies surveyed expect to reduce employment, to cut jobs. Now, it's slightly better than it was, but it's painting a picture that we got a bit of a rush of optimism, but some more hard-headed realism, I think, suggests that, look, it's we have got tough times ahead. I mean, ANZ point out what they call the huge tourism-shaped hole in the economy. And you think about it, Mike, that tourism hole hits accommodation, hits hospitality, hits retail. What do those people, those industries do? They employ a lot of people. And then so they've got to cut those jobs, and you get these nasty feedback loops through the rest of the economy. Mm. Look, Mike, it's great to be back to normal, but we do have to accept the reality that's not the same normal as it was.
It is the new normal, Andrew. Now, what
yeah,
are the
new normal. Where have we heard that before?
What are the
How
numbers?
Many new normals have we seen over the last 20 or 30 years?
What are the numbers?
Yeah, so a little bit of the rally just coming off a little bit that we've seen lately on the Dow Jones, 27,317. It's down 257, about 0.9%. The S&P's off about 0.5% as well, 3,216. The NASDAQ, though, that thing just keeps going up, 9,971, up 46, just under half a percent gain there. The FTSE 100, they lost 137 points yesterday, 6,335, that was a 2% fall. The Nikkei 23091, down 87. Shanghai Composite gained 18, 2956. Across the Tasman yesterday, they had a bit of catch-up to play. They gained 2.44%. They were on holiday on Monday. That's 146 points, closing at 6144. But the local market was weak yesterday, Mike. Lost 225 points on the NZX 50. That's 1.96%, 11,298. On the currencies, a bit of froth has come off the New Zealand dollar. It's now 0.6522 against the US, 0.9362 Aussie, 0.5750 euro, 0.5120 pounds, 70.26 yen. Gold, $1,715.35. And Brent crude, $40.65.
Superb work. See you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.